This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you DallasCowboys.com host, writer, Emmy winner. It is Kyle Yeomans.
Kyle Yeomans.
Feel like I pretty much nailed that intro. What do you say, Kyle?
No, that was probably the best intro I've ever received on this station, I would have to say.
Well, that's a bit rude, Kyle, but thank you very much for joining us today.
In your face, Zach.
You're not hosting today, Wolchuk. You didn't give the opportunity. You didn't get the chance. What would you intro me as?
The great Kyle Yeomans, North Texas Mean Green alumni, the proud...
Okay, that's a good one.
Proud of Waco, Texas. Never mind. Kevin, you've got this.
Yeah, see, Kevin got you beat there. He was a little more... emphatic with it when he rolled.
There had to be some other intros that I crushed, Kyle. Okay, today's just not my day. I'm playing in the two seat over here.
No, they were all other great intros, just not as great.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm not taking away. It's like all these draft prospects that you and I are watching. Just because we like one guy more when we're watching the film doesn't mean we hate everybody else that's a part of the draft process. I'm just saying, Kevin knocked it out of the park today.
Kevin, you were better.
I mean, that's for damn sure. I'm just kidding. Kyle, while you answer some of these questions, if you could think of a compliment for Zach, too, because he really looks down on his luck at this moment. Now, I know words don't make a difference, especially in February, but I'm not going to lie. When I hear Eberflus say, we're going to take the ball away, and Clayton Adams say, we're going to create violence, it does get me kind of hyped up for the new coordinators.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And right now, like you said, it's easy for everybody in February to say the right thing, whether it's the coaching staff or the front office. Of course, I mean, I know you guys have broken down what Stephen Jones has said over the last couple of weeks when it comes to free agency and now the inflated salary cap and some of the things there. But it's going to boil down to, can you do what you want to do? Can you go out and make changes and stop the run? Can you go and take the football away like this defense has shown they can do at times, show what they were able to do consistently under Dan Quinn? All of that sounds nice, but then you've got 31 other teams that are also saying the same thing and the right thing right now. We're going to not turn the football over against the Cowboys, and we're going to run the ball effectively against the Cowboys. So, yeah, I like it. It gets me pumped up, but it's still February for a reason, and there's a long way to go until we're even putting pads on, helmets on, and trying to actually get out there and execute.
And when you say it's February for a reason, do you mean because of the natural flow of time and the calendar?
Yeah, usually. I mean, solar stuff that's way above my pay grade, you know. Mm. I think it categorizes this time of the year as February, and the NFL has chosen not to play football now.
Kyle, this might be a difficult question, but based on what you've kind of heard from the assistant coaches, and we know the Cowboys do an excellent job of kind of taking in what do they want with their scouting department, and then looking at the draft? How can they go ahead and complement the coaching vision for the players they select? What do you think some of the biggest differences might be? It could be a position group. It could be wherever you want to go with it, but the new coaches based off the previous regime.
Ooh, that's tough. Because I think part of why you like this coaching staff is they do bring some of the similar things that worked, right, for Mike McCarthy, because he won a lot of games in the regular season. You can't fault him for not doing that. When he had a healthy team, they were winning 12 games a year over the three-year stretch. But the thing that I think is different is the way that they look at the depth of this roster. And we've talked about it on the draft show, Zach, a couple times, is when you line up the Cowboys 1 through 10, you take their 10 best players across the board and you put them up against all the rest of the 31 NFL teams, and you put them, you put your top 10 up against their top 10, you're probably just as good, if not better, than most of the teams when it comes to your top 10 players. But how are you going to build 11 through 53 on the roster? How are you going to fill out the rest of your team to have those players in the right moments and in the right situations? And I think this coaching staff is focused on doing that. And when it pertains to the draft, and what that tells me about the draft is best player available is very much so in play, not only at 12, but also at pick number 44 in the second round and pick number 76 in the third round, because they only get three shots at this thing before they've got to wait through all of round four at the moment. Remember, they traded that pick for Jonathan Mingo midseason.
Sweet trade.
So they don't have that fourth round pick. You got to get it right. And there are so many spots on this team. You could say offensive line, defensive line, wide receiver, running back, corner, linebacker, where you can address all of those things. And this coaching staff has been very adamant that, yeah, they like some of the guys that are here, but you got to build 11 through 53 at this point. So I don't think you're going to see some of the same type of picks that we've had over the last few years, like a Mozzie Smith, where you needed a defensive tackle in the first round and you went and got one. Luke Schoonmaker, you needed a tight end in the second round, you went and got one. Instead, I think it's going to be more so the Will McClay and the scouts mindset of let the board fall to you. See what kind of football players you're going to grab there, and then take the best player available, because chances are they're going to fit into your system already, because you need guys at a bunch of different spots.
Okay. And I totally hear what you're saying. And I really like the last part, because when I hear about how deep the draft is at defensive tackle and running back, I start to have wild dreams that those top three picks are two defensive tackles and a running back. Now, I know you don't want to reach, but could you see a scenario in which this draft is loaded up on there and you wouldn't have to reach for those positions?
I could see a scenario there. Yeah. I think we get a lot of questions on the show too, when we're talking with Broadus and we're talking with Wolchuk and Bobby Belt and some of the guys that, of course, that are at your station. And a lot of the questions are, what positions would you double dip at? Would you take two guys at? Taking both in the first three rounds is tough because, like you said, it is deep in certain spots, but you also don't want to reach on a guy too early, because you do have to wait so long before you pick again in the fifth round. But if there was a position to see that in, I could see it at running back. One, because you don't have any bodies. Two, if you get Ashton Jeanty in the first round, that doesn't mean that this exceptionally deep running back class wouldn't have one of the better players available in the third round, or even when you pick again in the fifth, where you would say, you know what, yeah, we've grabbed Jeanty, but right now it's Ashton Jeanty and Deuce Vaughn on the roster running the football. We might as well grab another running back. I think defensive tackle might be a little more hard-pressed if you're going to do so early. Go ahead and take the guy that you feel like is going to be the best complement to what you already have on the defensive line. If he can bring maybe an element of size or an element of run-stuffing ability, then sure, go get that guy in the top three rounds. I don't think you'll see two of which in the first three rounds, though. Whereas running back, I think everything's on the table.
Kyle Yeomans with us here on 105.3 The Fan, the pride of Waco Midway High School, North Texas University.
Have you been working on the intro?
I've been working on this. Proud father.
That's great.
Husband. an Emmy Award-winning Dallas Cowboys host with us here in the G-Bag Nation on the K&Z Masterpiece.
Oh. Hey, Kyle, just remember who gave you the genius book idea about the triplets and the triplets.
Ooh. I like it. I'm still working on it. It's an off-season project, right?
That's a great idea.
It's a chapter at a time. So, like, it all began when Michael Irvin got drafted from Miami. Chapter two.
That's
it
really
all
good.
Began at the doctor's office when we first saw the
You know what's funny about that, Kevin? I my wife is, of course, she loves social media, as most people do. And she had one of her, like, memories, I guess, on Snapchat or Instagram, one of the two, the last couple of days. Just a couple of weeks before, or a year out from our baby's birthday, so February of 23, where they were born in February of 24 last year, a couple weeks out, she had a like a pedicure or something, and Michael Irvin was sitting in the
shot.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So and she like found that memory on Snapchat or Instagram or whatever, and she shared it. She was like, little did I know that this was manifesting, because, of course, within the next year, we ended up having the triplets, and she had already talked to Michael, and she's held Emmitt Smith's like Hall of Fame jacket when she was an intern with the Cowboys at one point.
That's awesome.
So there's the triplets connection there, too. No doubt about it.
That's amazing.
I'm sorry I derailed your question.
No, you're good. You're good. I was just re-racking the brain where I wanted to go with this, but I found it. Okay, Kyle, so let's say I'm the Cowboys front office. I come up to you. I'm like, look, we can spend big money on one position in free agency. What is the position you'd like to spend that money on?
Ooh, goodness. It's got to be in the trenches, right? Like, it's got to be either a high-end caliber starting interior offensive lineman. If you wanted to talk me into a tackle, I could get talked into a tackle, but you would just have to move some guys around.
Or release your right tackle.
Yep, I'm cool with that. If you want to talk about anywhere outside of that, I would probably say wide receiver. They've shown that they can go spend money at wide receiver. Maybe not big money, so that would be fun to go get a bona fide number one to go along with CD's number one. So then you have the 1A, 1B tandem. That would be a lot of fun. But I think if you're going to go spend big money in free agency, if that's a possibility, then I would start on the offensive line. I would look at the defensive line. If there are a couple guys there that you can either entice to come to Dallas with the big contract and make it work, then I think that's where you got to start. If not, go get me an awesome wide receiver. That way you don't have to spend one of those first three picks on one come April.
Talk with Kyle Yeomans right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, I definitely understand why you said spend big money if that was a possibility. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever asked you your general like salary cap philosophy, where I understand exactly what the Cowboys are doing, but I also think it's disingenuous when they try to pretend like there's no way they could free up a whole bunch of money to legitimately go all in. How do you feel about maybe just throwing your salary cap the next couple of years out the window for an opportunity?
Yeah, if you feel like you're close enough, then I think it's worth it. I think it's worth kicking the can down the road, restructuring all these contracts. And I think the number, now that the cap has been ballooned up to the new number of $255 million, it helps a little bit. But you also got to think, just because the cap goes up for you doesn't mean you just have that money to spend.
Yep.
It just means the players' contracts are going to increase by a certain percentage. Because let's say Osid Igizua, right? He's hitting the free agent market. He's probably going to get a solid payday. If he's going to say, just to make numbers simple, I don't think this is the case, he gets 10% of the cap under the old salary cap. He's still going to get 10% of the cap in the new salary cap, but that contract, instead of being $23 million, is going to be $25 million,
yeah,
right? If we're just playing numbers games here. So, yeah, it helps a little. It really doesn't help a lot because everybody's playing underneath the same rules. My thought process when it comes to this offseason is you're going to have to clear space regardless, just to get your money, get your roster, and put pen to paper come training camp with the amount of guys that you need to make it happen. And in order to do that, you got to have about $13 million, $14 million for your draft class, and you don't have that yet. You're going to need probably $30 to $40 million for the rest of your free agents just to try and fill the team. You don't have that yet. So even if you do go and you restructure guys, which will happen, and they will clear cap space, I think realistically, yes, you can go and get the $110 million, I think, is what the number is to try and clear that cap space. But it's more so going to be more like 70 or 80, and then you're going to fill it up with the $50 million that I just outlined for your draft class and the rest of the free agents. So for big-name free agents, even if you get there, you can clear enough space, you can clear enough money to go get two or three names. But that's really about it. I think it's more realistic we're going to see one or two. I would love for them to go all in because I do think they are close enough. I think, yes, you've got holes to fill across the board, but you have an elite wide receiver. You have an elite pass rusher. You have a young yet fixable offensive line with one or two moves, especially if they fix some things in the draft. You can maybe end up with an elite running back if you draft right or you go sign somebody. There's ways to fix this roster right now to go from 24 into 25 and a new coaching staff that can immediately make them contenders again. So I would love for that, but I just don't see that as a realistic option, and I don't think that the front office is ready to do that quite yet, especially when there are some holes to fill first. They're going to have to try and see what the early dominoes look like before they knock the rest of them down.
Real quick, who's winning tonight, U.S. or Canada?
USA, baby, all day. And it's going to be worse than 3-1 in that first game, too. Oh. I thought The Tkachuk brothers set the tone early. You're going to see something similar tonight. I wish Ottinger would play, but that's okay. He'll probably end up being the reserve goalie tonight, but we'll make it happen. USA wins it. I'll say 4-0. They blank Canada in the championship game.
4-0.
I love it. Now, that's 4-0. An opinion.
Hell yes.
Thank you very much, good sir.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me, as always.
There you go, Kyle Yeomans. You can see why he won an Emmy right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we just got his prediction. The game's going to be on 105.3 The Fan tonight. Are you hyped for the Four Nations Final? Plus, we've got some prop bets for you next on The Fan.
Across the line, played it down low, and they score! Jake Guentzel ties it for the United States on a weak goal given up by Binnington.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. NFL Four Nations Final tonight. And by the way, you can hear it right here
tonight
on 105.3 The Fan. So I want to ask you guys, I want to ask the people listening, are you excited for the game? Because we've talked about some of the prices. They're nearing like late Stanley Cup prices. There are some speculations that the rating tonight will be as high as Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final last year, if not potentially higher. It feels like there is palpable excitement for this game.
I think that it's absolutely going to be bigger, right? Because for the Stanley Cup Final Game 7, I think that when it comes to hockey, like the Super Bowl, everyone's going to watch, right? But I think when your team's out of it in the Stanley Cup, especially from a Stars perspective, when you lose the round right before the last 2 years.
That's fair.
It makes it a little bit more painful. Now, Game 7, I was invested, right? It's all the marbles. You've got a crazy comeback here for Edmonton against Florida. It was a great game, but Florida ended up, it wasn't as close as I thought it would be as the Panthers dominated. This game tonight, the entire country can go ahead and get galvanized together with it, right? It's not like, oh, I'm not a Panthers fan or an Oilers fan. It's right. We're all Team USA. We're Americans. We're a fan of our country. Let's go ahead and support the red, white, and blue. So, hell yeah, we're all about shutting up the Canadians there, the 51st state.
Woo! Do you really think that's eventually going to happen?
No.
Okay. Me neither. Just checking.
I mean, can they give us free healthcare?
Ooh, I don't know if it would work that way.
Probably not.
All right. So in addition to the obvious stakes for tonight's game, I have some wagers potentially for you. Want to see if any of these interest y'all. Now, this one is fascinating because there's some long shots here.
But that's a terrible one.
If you want to make some money, you could. What happens today? Is there going to be a USA, USA, USA chant during the Canadian national anthem? 3-1 on your money.
Yes.
Oh. Alec, do you believe that that will happen?
I was really hoping you were going to say Joe Hendry. No, I.
But yes. I do believe in Joe Hendry.
You know what? I do think it's going to happen.
Okay.
We need some good old-fashioned pettiness. We can't let this be one-sided during the national anthems. Come on, man.
Now, this one's going to be a longer shot, but I want you to consider for just a second. Will a player lose a tooth during a fight? Feels unlikely. 50-1 on your money.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I like the odds there. If you get it, holy crap, you're cha-ching, cashing in.
And this is where I think there's an odd discrepancy on here. Will a player be bleeding after the first fight? Only 6-1. Well, think about it. That's in the first fight.
Yeah.
This is all of the fights, and I'm giving you way better odds. So.
All of the fights. Yeah, somebody's going to be bleeding. Why not? Let's actually go with that one.
Okay, but for that one. You have to have them bleeding after the first fight.
But it has to be the first one for the good odds. For the good odds.
Exactly.
See, I don't know. Like, I don't think that there was bleeding after the first fight that we had on Saturday night. I think the second fight might have had some blood. Okay, so this one's going to be, the punches will be a little bit harder.
Look, I love wrestling, and the non-title match is always less exciting than the title match.
Mm-hmm. So. But that one's also like a predetermined outcome.
That is a fair point. That is a really fair point. All right.
Just be honest. I didn't say the F word.
That's true.
Fake.
I'm
sorry.
My God.
I'm going home.
All right.
Just got one more second,
Alec. I can tell you're upset.
I love you, Alec.
Some of the things that Zach has said.
Rub those piercings for me.
I'm going to try to change your mind.
Only got two.
No, the chest.
Will the goalies fight each other? Again, feels unlikely. 25 to 1 on your money.
If you're giving me 25 to 1, then I'm saying it's happening. Just for the fun of it, put 10 bucks on it and just hope that they aren't paying enough attention to let this happen. Because as soon as the goalies start skating towards each other, there's a little bit more emphasis on, oh, we kind of need to make sure this doesn't happen. Anybody else on the ice, it's like, oh, go ahead, whatever. We'll stop when somebody hits the ice. But no, as soon as the big fellas get going at it, they're like, nope, nope, nope. So I hate that they're so protective in that manner, because this would be a fun way to make money.
Gimme Bennington versus Hellebuck. I'd love to see it, but there's no chance it happens. The hockey, the goalies aren't fighting.
Better chance to see a goalie fight or a hat trick tonight?
A hat trick.
Okay.
Because I think it's like negative percent chance that a goalie fight happens.
Well, then you're going to like these numbers. Odds of a hat trick, 33 to 1 tonight.
Wow.
Who do you think would be the best? Like, I don't think Team Canada, even though they've got more skill potentially with some of their forwards, I think I'd go with the USA representative to get the Hattie. Gensel had two goals.
You don't think Sid the not-so-kid will step it up in this?
I feel like McDavid would steal one. McKinnon would steal one, you know?
Because they're not unified.
No, that's why they don't have a group text. Canadians don't even like each other.
That is a good, good point. All right.
ABC 7 o'clock, but you should listen on 105.3 The Fan.
Yes.
214. That's where the game's going to be on tonight, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Absolutely. How many fights do you think there will be?
Two.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. There's two fights, 8-1 on your money. You think there's going to be three or more fights, which, remember, took 9 seconds in the first game for that to cash, 5-1 on your money. The overwhelming favorite, though, zero fights.
Oh,
yeah.
Championship game. They're just thinking, nah, we're not going to get any fights going.
Yeah. And the weird thing is, if there were a fight, when would it occur? The least likely, third period. The most likely, overtime. All right. So,
overtime.
Wouldn't you think it would be the first period again straight away? No, that's second. And then the second period, then the third period. The favorite is overtime. So they're like, I don't think there's going to be a fight. But if there is a fight, it'll happen.
Why would it happen in overtime?
When the game is on the line.
Like, if anything, it would be the third period, because the outcome's kind of already decided.
Exactly, yeah.
And you get one team wanting to rough it up. Or I think the odds are probably early in the game, much like on Saturday.
That's so weird, because you could cost yourself the game just by getting too amped up. Like, I'm totally with Wolchuk. If it's going to happen, if I were to put money on that, I would say third period, because the game's already out of hand and they're like, may as well give someone a black eye before I go home sad, you know?
And somebody asked this. Help me understand from the 940. Why are these top hockey players willing to risk career-ending injuries for this international series? So there was actually a couple of different players from the United States, Canada, and I think even Sweden that said, when you are playing for your country, or you have that on your body, it just changes things. And like, you've heard so many players are like, I can't really explain it, but when I see Team USA is on my jersey, it's like a whole different deal. So I understand that question, because obviously there's not a lot of money to be made here, but I kind of think in a way there is, because don't you think the Tkachuk brothers are way bigger names now than they were like a week and a half ago? And they were really good players. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in terms of public knowledge of them.
Yeah, they're probably household names now.
Yes.
Where before you were like, Keith Tkachuk?
Yeah.
Their dad?
Yeah.
You know? Oh, there's two Tkachuk. Yeah, absolutely. I think, and Matthew certainly with the Panthers, what he's been able to do, and they just win a cup and go to the cup final. But you're right.
Players.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. I agree with you. And hockey players are just built different, dude. You've got these guys that'll play an entire postseason run with a broken foot.
Yes.
Like, they do things that no other sport is going to do. The toughness is just, it's on a different level.
Now, we're going to do this a little different. These are celebrities that could be there tonight. We're going to go bracket style. I want you to pick. I'll give you pods of four. Who you would most want to see at the game?
Tate McRae.
Oh, I don't have that as one of the options.
But she would be going for Canada.
Oh, she would that's be. A good point.
Oh,
all right.
Got to throw away.
But I knew
all
she
my
was a hockey gal.
So your first pod of candidates: Drake, Eli Manning, Justin Bieber, and Vince Vaughn.
I don't really care about any of them.
Wow.
But I like Vince Vaughn.
Okay.
And I feel bad for Biebs.
Yeah. I'd say Bieber because I really don't care out of any of those.
Oh, man.
It's like, why not? He would get the most social media impressions, and I just want people to see hockey, yeah. And I want it to be visible. So okay. There you go.
And I don't know, Drake, you think he's going to go out in public?
Yeah, throwing his DeMar DeRozan jersey around again.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully you'll care more about this next grouping. Bill Burr, Steve Carell, Christy Brinkley, or Conor McGregor.
There's no way Conor McGregor's there.
Yeah.
Better not be.
But I would think Bill Burr. That'd be awesome, especially in Boston. Okay. Let's go, Bill.
Alec?
It's got to be Bill Burr.
All right.
He's a fan favorite right there.
Next grouping. Shaq, Billy Joel, Will Ferrell, and Zac Efron.
Do we see Zac Efron at sporting events?
You remember if you saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no way. Shaq, though, would be an interesting one.
That's true.
You think Shaq shows up?
I think I could see Will Ferrell.
I could see Will Ferrell being there.
He likes to show up at stuff.
Yeah, Will does. But Shaq would be, I'd be fascinated to see
Shaq. You going Shaq?
I'd like, yeah, I'll go Shaq.
Okay.
Let's go Shaq.
Alec?
I think that one makes the most sense because of the NHL's, you know, partnership with TNT and everything. Like, that, they could easily make that happen. But give me Will Ferrell.
I feel like
that would just give me the most hype.
Okay.
You know, coming back from commercial, they pan over to him and he's doing something goofy.
It's provocative.
I'm like, yes, USA.
Now, this is a giant grouping to finish things out. Snoop Dogg, Mike Myers, Stephen King, Ariana Grande, or Hulk Hogan?
Okay, Mike Myers would be rooting for Canada too.
That's
true. But I do think that there's a likelihood he could be there for this.
Okay. Are you going with Mike Myers?
I'll go with Mike Myers. Okay.
Just because I don't want Hulk Hogan there, I'll go Mike Myers, too.
Okay.
Is that because you forgot the other two names?
No.
Brother.
No, because I don't think Ariana Grande is going to show up either. To this.
That would be
I would be shocked. Wild. I would be stunned if she was at this event.
Oh, do you think she's rooting for Canada? Just remember that one time at the donut shop, she said she hates America. All right.
Oh, no.
Your final four contenders.
Forgot Damn about it. That.
Zach?
She hadn't had a cronut.
You have got it down like to it. Vince Vaughn, Bill Burr, Shaq, or Mike Myers. Okay. Who do you want to see at this game?
Out of those four, who are the ones that I most would
you
like to see?
One pick.
Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Give me the diesel.
8-1 on your money if he's at this game. All right, Alec. You've got it down to Justin Bieber, Bill Burr, Will Ferrell, or Mike Myers. Who do you most want to see at this game?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, also 8-1 on your money. So you could be enjoying the game, see Will Ferrell or Shaq, cash it in right there, and then just get back to watching the game.
Let's go.
Which you can hear right here on 105.3 The Fan tonight. Mm. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I feel like I said that repetitively. Coming up next.
We both did.
Let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. You know the station. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is he today?
Amazing, man. We are living in a content-rich environment. Hagee, how the heck are you?
We are. I'm doing great. Speaking of content tonight, Four Nations, you can hear it right here on The Fan, but I have to admit, I am genuinely excited about this hockey game. What's y'all's excitement level?
As high as it can be. You know, I think this has been an absolute home run. I'm not sure what they did to capture the attention and the imagination. I guess you just get that USA-Canada thing going and the fights ignited it. But we have World Baseball Classic. We have the in-season tournament. All these are like so. This is a home run.
Do you think, and I'm sorry, I know people hate this. Do you think there's any part of like the geopolitical scene that has like created a little bit more interest in this, what with the tariffs and its 51st state and all that stuff?
From a fan standpoint?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. Just the patriotism on both sides feeling like, no, we're number one. Yeah. Both sides. And, you know, specifically, I think Trump's base is so passionate that anything he's showing interest in wanting to poke or go around with, they're like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Interesting. Abratus, I caught some heat earlier because I really like our national anthem, but
yeah,
I think O Canada is an amazingly delightful song. How would you stack those two anthems up against one another?
Terrible thing to say.
That's an interesting conversation.
Like, do you have anthem envy every time you hear?
Do you wish I would have directed that?
Actually, my favorite anthem is "God Save the King."
Yeah,
you know, and okay. I think what you do is there's some really entertaining anthems if you watch World Cup play. For you don't sure. know the words, but the melodies to the way they're played. I think France has got a very, you know, very exciting anthem to their country. But I tell you what, I do enjoy going to a hockey game when both are played.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and I kind of know the words. I knew in school, I learned the Mexican national anthem.
Oh, really?
You know, Mexicanos grito de guerra. I learned that one.
Keep going.
Yeah, seriously. So,
that was really good. No,
rattle it off like that second grade class.
No, but, play that through.
No, but there's some really very well thought out national anthems. And I think that Canada, the United States, of course, you know, there's nothing better. That's one of those kind when you stand there.
There you go. He finally said it. It took him a long time. But there you go. Hey,
there's nothing better.
There's nothing better than ours.
No, but I stood there at Wembley and listened to, you know, God Save. At the time, I was working for NFL Europe. And before the first World Bowl, and they played, you know, God Save the Queen. And that one, that's a very emotional, because I love anthems where the country will sing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give me the countries that will sing their national anthem. And that's kind of what I go.
Turns out Brian was your guy for that question.
I know. I thought that you might be.
Yeah.
Do you think there will be any sort of shenanigans during the anthem?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, they, absolutely.
But you've got to remember this, and this is another experience I had working in NFL Europe, was when we played games in Montreal, the French will boo the English version of the Canadian national anthem, and then the English will boo the French version of it.
Yeah.
And it's very much a divided thing, and they boo their own national anthem.
So that's a tradition up there.
It's not surprising.
We're just booing national anthems.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's be better than that.
Yeah, they're not.
Let's be better than that, Boston.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
It's like it's chanting USA, worse or on the same thing as booing.
I think we can go back.
USA is good. That's positive. Yeah.
Like during their anthem.
I think you have to be respectful. Booing is more disrespectful.
Stand there.
I don't think either one of them are so heinous and we should freak out about it. I don't know if I agree with that. I just think it's like this is sports. It's passion. This is just we boo a lot of things. We boo a lot of people.
I think I'm right about this. Up in Boston, I saw one time where they finished one of the national anthems. Like the singer got confused.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the crowd picked it up.
That's so cool.
And finished it for that particular person singing. So
yeah,
there's a lot of, you will hear those Boston fans sing tonight.
Is this day four in joggers?
I have multiple. Yeah, it's just
Brian's got full sweatpants.
He's got full jogger.
Yeah. I know in Arizona it's gonna be like 85 degrees.
It is.
I'm breaking out the shorts for that. Yeah.
I was just gonna say, I don't know that O Canada has a lot of a melody or harmony. I'm not sure which one, but it doesn't rock at all.
Oh, interesting.
Is what I would say.
How do you guys feel about
it?
It kind of goes well with
the mounted police. When they show them, you know, like they show those guys, it's kind
the
of
guys on a moose.
Yeah, it's the hat and the red outfit with the Canadian ash. It kind of goes together, though. You're right. It doesn't rock, but the mounted, when they show the Mounties, it's kind of
regal.
It's very elegant.
That's true.
It's a very elegant one.
Dudley Do Right.
And that's impossible not to think of. For
right.
Me. In terms of the game itself, Brady Tkachuk took part in morning skate. He's good to go. Mm. I know, obviously, that was a...
You'd have to carry those dudes off. They're not missing this one.
I could see that. Yeah. And McAvoy is just going to miss it because he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
But how are you feeling about the actual...
He's pulling the IVs out right now,
exactly,
trying to get there. Yeah.
The game matchup itself, obviously, USA was able to implement their style and really wear them out in that first game. What do you think about the rematch tonight?
You know, I think objectively you would say you would not like to be the inferior team trying to beat the better team two in a row. You can really only catch them once before they really lock in. But I don't know. I think we're close enough. I know Chief.
I agree with that.
I don't think it would be that big of an upset. Like, you need them to take you lightly in order to win. You need another great game from your goaltender. But I think Chief has a report coming up at 4 o'clock about, you know, how the USA has been playing catch up against Canada for two decades
forever,
now.
Forever.
And this might be the final culmination and celebration of that.
Since 96.
Yeah. I think your situation tonight, I don't think there will be fights.
Okay.
But this is where I think the United States, I think they're in the head a little bit of Canada. and Canada's probably expecting a very physical game. I think that you kind of, you know, maybe some of those passes are not going to be as just as, you know, maybe that, you know, Canada's thinking, okay, every time that we pass, we're going to get hit. Maybe you play a little bit into their head a little bit instead, and maybe they're quick to make passes, quick to make mistakes because they think they're going to get hit.
Yeah.
I think the United States is going to play with a little bit different style tonight.
And if you can quickly turn potentially those mistakes into puck control and even an early goal, you're going to have them on their heels.
I could see the Canadians giving up the puck early thinking that they're going to get tagged.
Okay.
And so maybe that might lead to some turnovers in their end. Maybe leads to some goals.
And the penalty kill, man. Team USA was great because in their first match.
That power play unit for Canada is amazing.
That can tilt things in a hurry.
Now, Chio, I know you said, or they said you're going to get to it at 4 o'clock, but does this segment coming up at 4 o'clock lead me to believe that you think the United States is going to take it home tonight?
Yes, absolutely. I'm not going to be picking against my country tonight. Now, I'm not going to go full Kyle Yeomans and go 4-0.
That was impressive.
I thought that was pretty ballsy. Bold. Put it out there, dude.
In honor of
four nations, we're going to beat you by 4 goals. But yeah, I do. It's interesting the idea of these guys haven't gotten to show themselves against Canada in a high-stakes situation because of the NHL not allowing it in the Olympics. So for the last 10 years, while the junior leagues in USA have started to really rise, this is now the first time in a big moment that USA gets to say, no, it's our time now.
Man.
Herb Brooks.
That is Herb Brooks right there.
That's Herb Brooks of you right there.
Or maybe it's our time again.
Oh, ding! There you go.
Hey, you know overtime rules. I know Finland played in an overtime game. Is it like NHL 20? Is it 20 minute?
I believe that is correct.
We resurface and get back out for 20 minutes?
Okay. Yeah, they're not going 3-on-3 hockey.
Okay.
No.
All right.
What do you guys got coming up on the program?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. We'll be talking quite a bit about this game, and we'll hand it right off to the play-by-play at 7 o'clock. But Dane Brugler, draft expert, joins us at 3 o'clock.
Good get, boys.
Nice.
Yeah, hell of a job by the Woolly Bully there.
Let's go.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, where I do believe Corey Majors will return. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
I miss you, Corey.